Kenyans won both the men's and women's competition in the New York City Marathon Sunday. 35,000 runners and millions of spectators took part in the annual race. Margaret Okayo from Kenya set a new record for completing the New York City Marathon in the fastest time ever Sunday. She finished the race in 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 31 seconds. Her new record is almost 2 minutes faster than the previous best she set 2 years ago. Martin Lell from Kenya won the men's competition, crossing the line in 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 30 seconds. Mayor Michael Bloomberg, on hand to give the awards to the winners, says New York's marathon is a reflection of the country's spirit.
35,000 runners from 88 different countries, 12,000 volunteers, 2 million plus people who stood in the sidelines and cheered. While we have problems around the world and our young men and women are trying to defend democracy, you see why we're doing it right here in a city where everybody gets along.
Professional and amateur runners of all ages come out for the marathon each year. They run through all 5 boroughs of New York City and cross the finish line in Central Park. Carolyn Brady was among those in the crowd to cheer the runners on. She has fond memories of last year when she participated in the marathon.
It was a dream come true because I'm born in New York City, and that was something I always looked forward to doing.
People come out to the marathon for many reasons. Andrew Bergman was there to cheer on his doctor, who was running to raise money for a local cancer treatment center.
We're supporting him because he's a great neighbor and a good friend, and he's running to support Sloan Kettering Cancer Hospital, and I'm a cancer survivor also.
The winners of the marathon take home $100,000 each. This year, much media attention was paid to rap artist Sean P. Diddy Combs, a celebrity who was running his first marathon. But most runners are in it for personal victories. Molly McCullum, running her first marathon, says the masses of people gave her energy.
All the people watching and cheering us on, it's great. It's awesome.
The first New York City Marathon took place in 1970. About 1,000 people ran in it. Marathon officials say a record 73,000 people applied for a spot in the marathon this year, but there was only room for half that number. For Voice of America in New York, I'm Carrie Sheridan.